This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
And you know me, I'm into anybody's kink. Anybody, any kink that they want to do is fine.
Yeah, of course.
The other night, we're in bed, and she was calling me the wrong name.
Well, oh.
Should I be upset about that? Or?
Well, it depends what name it was, I guess.
She kept calling out Ron Hole, Ron Hole.
Welcome, fellow Leshes. Come on in, pull up a bar stool, and enjoy some cocktails with Dimples and the Beard.
It's game night. What are we playing?
Uno?
Boring. Monopoly?
No way. I hate that game.
How about FU?
How about FU?
No. FU the game.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that makes more sense.
FU the game is fast, brutal, and easy to learn. No rules, no setup, just chaos.
That's right. Every round, somebody's getting screwed. Trash talk is a requirement.
Perfect for game night, parties, or pre-drinking with friends. You're not afraid to lose.
So skip the boring games.
And play FU the game.
Because every game night needs a good
FU. Hey, big guy.
Yeah.
Come on, we're running out of nighttime. Let's go.
Yeah, that can wait. We got work to do. Welcome back to another episode of Cocktails with Dimples in the Beard, the Christmas edition, 2025.
Edition.
Sorry, I took your sign language. Well, I said what.
I got half the population.
Yeah, well, I got
our podcast.
I got the audio version only. 2025.
They didn't see it? All right, we're just opening the tabby.
We're
raring to go because I want to drink my drink. What do you think? This is the first time you've had it.
This is the first time, and I love it. It's very
cranberry
good.
Cranberry Collins.
Tell me what's in it.
Mm. Ooh, that is good. So we got from Great Lakes Distillery, the Goodland Cranberry Liqueur. We've got gin. We are using the holiday gin tonight because I really like their holiday gin. So we're doing that.
Because it's the Christmas edition?
Oh, it's. I didn't like it before.
Well, I know.
But all right, we're going back. Lemon juice, simple syrup, and then club soda. Check it out on their website. They will give you the recipe of the ounces because I don't remember right now. But those are the ingredients, and it's delicious.
Why don't you remember right now? It has something to do with the ad reads we had to do before we started filming episode Christmas edition.
You know what I'm sad about? And I could do whatever I want. This would be a great summer drink.
Yeah, well.
It's so refreshing.
Well, this is right now. It's still the land of the free and the home of the brave. If you want to have a winter drink in the summer, you can. You can. We're not China yet.
I can't wait till summer. Good.
Yeah,
I'm going to do it.
All right. It doesn't feel like a summer drink to me, but.
Oh, it does.
To each his own.
Ooh, I'm loving it. All right. Christmas edition.
Yeah. That's why I'm wearing this hat. It's not because I just came from my part-time job of Mall Santa.
Well, I want to.
Hey, our Mall Santa passed away not that long ago, and he was one of the finer Mall Santas of all time, from what I've been told. I've never
He was there in my childhood and my mother's childhood. That's how long he's been around.
You're full of shit.
That Santa.
I mean, you're not going to get you. I almost for one second. First of all, he wasn't even there for your childhood because he was only about 10 years older than you.
But this is true.
Because of some of the ad reads we did, Lunar Soda, before we started this episode, I may be a little more easily trickable on this episode, if you know what I mean. Wait.
So, you know, I was,
Hey.
Like, subscribe, go check us out on Instagram, Facebook, X, YouTube, and on YouTube, you know, hit that notification button, give us a like, leave a comment. We love talking to you.
Hit the hype button.
The hypity. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's a new hype it up.
Yeah.
Hype it up in all of them.
Yeah. Well, and apparently it's only hype button is only there for small creators, like creators under 100,000, whatever. So because I'm like, really
not,
so
not us.
Now we're asking people to like a video, hype a video, comment on a video.
It's just like everything.
Ask, dude, just
do, always got to ask for more.
Do one of them and we'd be thrilled. Like even one of them. I mean, even if you watch the episode, first of all, we're thrilled. But then if you engage at all.
Oh, that's okay.
But to be fair, I mean, this is our dream and our life, you know, our whole life's goal and our whole dream. And every click of a like button or a comment puts us one step. But if you don't care about our dreams, by all means, don't engage. You know,
Santa saw Jesus today. Hey, you know how
Santa
I saw Jesus today with my dad.
Did you say sorry? But yes, we'll get back to your dad. But did you say Santa saw Jesus today?
Yeah.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
You know what it means. You know what I mean.
I don't. That's why you I stopped your whole story to ask you. Santa?
It's a
Am
saying.
I Santa in it's this story?
It's a saying.
I don't think it is.
It's a saying. It's one of those things. Everybody says it.
I don't think it is. You know what? It is. Just stop moving your head. You spend time with your dad. That is going to be very annoying.
You know, you walk around and you're like, hey, Santa saw Jesus today.
We're moving on. I'm going to slap that fucking bell.
Why do you think the minute I saw one with the bell, I got it?
Do you remember
didn't offer it to you.
Do you remember like 6 months ago when I was begging you to punch me on the podcast because it would get good ratings?
Yeah.
Tonight might be the night.
It's possible.
I am your boss. I am your boss tonight.
We may pick it. We need better benefits. We need like, you know, insurance.
Benefits.
Just because we live all forever.
Oh, so well. you don't get benefits. Your benefits are you work at the happiest place in the world.
All right.
Making toys.
You don't get sick. You don't need health insurance.
No.
You could slip.
They're
North Pole.
They're specially equipped and prepared for that's why they're lower to the ground. So that they don't fall.
Well, absolutely. They don't
lower center of gravity.
Just be a little bill.
That's right. Just boop.
Little bill. Well,
it's cute.
Why didn't you ever, do you ever apply to be an elf?
I applied to be a mall Santa. No, I didn't apply to be an elf. I applied to be a mall Santa. Look at me. I'm telling you.
They ran your record report.
You know that's my whole plan right now. I'm going to Belize after retirement to be Santa down there. And I'm going to make so much money in the 2 months leading up to Christmas in Belize because everybody is going to believe I am actually Santa.
Then, yeah, they're going to switch it all over.
That I won't have to work the rest of the year. I'll be able to live off my retirement.
There it is.
I got a plan.
I don't remember what I was saying.
Something right about spending 2 days with your dad.
Oh, that I don't. Something about the elves right before there.
Yeah, you're not as smart as our last couple of guests. I'm still astounded by our last couple of guests, the ones that were able to like the way when the
people. I'm not as smart as either of them's poops this morning.
Cool. That was dumb. Oh, I don't know what we were talking about now at all. Holy fuck. Okay, we'll cut back in at some point. Wow. This is a shit show. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
Okay.
Anyway, what were we talking about? I got fuzzies from this hat in my mouth. And
so I lost a present today. I lost a present.
What?
With my dad. So he's. I know him enough that it's my own fault. But he said, "Here's Christmas present. Here's one I wrapped for you." So I took it to the car, and then he goes, "Hey, as an example, I got this pair of shoes, and I've just over the years." If he ever says, do you want something, I take it, and I throw it away. Because I want it. They're a pair of shoes. So I just took it. I said, yeah, I'll take them. And he's like, well, hey, go get the present that you took to your car. Give me back. I might save it for next year. since you took the shoes today. I remember going, well, I took a... I know you're going to take my other present away. I can only get one. I'm only allowed one.
Wait.
Why did you ask me if I wanted a pair of your shoes? Not your shoes. They didn't fit them.
So let me... I want to... So your dad gave you a Christmas present. You took it to the car. You came back in the house.
It was wrapped. I just haven't seen it yet.
Right.
To bring up for Christmas. Yes. Yep. So I thought we were set, moving on with our day.
You go back in the house. He says, you want these pair of shoes? You say, sure. You take those to the car. You come back in the house. He's like, well, where's the present? You don't get both.
Basically.
So,
and I'm like, oh, I just.
Was he joking? Or did...
No, I went and got it and I brought it back.
So a present that he bought to give you this year, he put away to give you next year?
Yep.
Old people are so stingy.
Oh, he's
a pair of shoes is now your Christmas present?
Yep. That I was just taking just because I know he's trying to get rid of stuff. That's all our gifts are. But it's just the thought.
I think you got fucking duped.
Wait till you see my shoes, though. But I
think you got fucking
duped. Didn't think they had anything to do with each other. And there I go. I got, there goes my gift. I don't even, you know.
I'll make up for it.
I don't even know what it is.
I'll make up for it. There you go. Since dad took one away from you, I got you one.
No way.
Yeah. Check it out, dude. You know, it's Christmas. It's a time of year to be, never mind. I'll just talk to myself over it, I guess. I've been trying to have a sincere moment, trying to. You know, and you just get up and fucking walk away.
I did.
And then you come over here with this huge box trying to fucking, well, guess what then, motherfucker? I got a big box too. There, take that, fucker. Jesus.
Oh, geez, I hope we don't have any more over there.
Anyway, yeah, there's a lot. Anyway,
there's more over there?
It's time to be more.
Am I gonna cry?
True to yourself and who you are and what you're all about. And just admit that you love.
I love cock.
Cock.
Tails.
Yeah.
I love cock.
And I fully expect to see those worn.
In the summer.
In the summer with shorts and flip flops. You could have worn them.
You know, I was okay until then, but no flip flops.
You could have worn them in Belize.
My cock shirt?
If you were. It's not a shirt. It's not, you know, you put your arms in it and then just go. It's suspenders.
I'm going to use them as suspenders.
Suspenders.
Okay. Well, those are amazing. Oh, I don't know what you're doing with that. Okay.
Did you see that? It went right in front of the camera. That one didn't work. Feels like a stuffed animal in here. It is a stuffed animal in here. What is this?
Here.
Animated plush. Wait.
Squeeze his hand.
Squeeze his hand?
Oh, it's second verse. No. Okay.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks.
Thanks. I didn't get you anything real.
No. These are real socks.
These are real socks. What? Is this for my Christmas tree?
Yeah.
The Mountain Dew. Thanks, buddy. Can I eat these right in the middle of the podcast?
Only if you do it into the microphone.
Of course. That's the way you do it. This is how we do it. This is how we do it. I'm such a wonderful rapper, aren't I? I know how to wrap a gift.
You've never wrapped a gift in your life. Effer.
I don't know how you think that got wrapped.
I'm pretty sure. Oh, here's the excitement. Hope it's a rock.
It's a rock. It's just a black. It's just a black mug. Don't worry about it. When you put your coffee in it, nobody will see anything. Don't you worry about it. Don't you even worry about it.
All right.
When you drink your coffee, nobody
goes away.
Will be the wiser.
Well, maybe I'll pour some hot water in there.
No, why would you bother? Let you use it once and see what happens. Take it to work.
Oh, even better.
Yes, take it to work. And I feel like I'm... People are going to love this episode. They're going to be like, oh, we didn't have to look at them. Sorry, guy, you got to go. That's annoying.
His singing to you?
Yeah.
Not the bell?
I'm the only one that should be able to sing that song. This is going to stay right here. This is just going to be part of the set now. My can of Mountain Dew. You really are a heel.
I want to get your opinion on something.
Go right ahead.
See if I should. Started seeing this Asian lady. And we went out the other night. Back at my place, getting
okay,
a little frisky.
Yeah, okay.
And you know me. I'm into anybody's kink. Anybody, any kink that they want to do is fine.
Yeah, of course. What did she want to do?
But the other night, we're in bed, and she was calling me the wrong name.
Well, oh.
Should I be upset about that? Or?
Well, it depends what name it was, I guess.
She kept calling out Ron Hole, Ron Hole. And I'm like, That's an old boyfriend?
Oh, no, I think you had it in her butt.
Where'd that come from?
I think you had it in her butt. You would think you would have known that. Did I ruin the punchline?
There was no punchline.
No? Okay.
There was no punchline.
Oh, okay. Then who's Ron Hall?
I don't know who is Ron Hall.
No. Ron.
Yeah, Ron Hall. Who do you think he is? Do you know him? Do you know who that is?
Yeah, he's an asshole.
Well, she apparently. She kept calling out his name.
He's a real
asshole. And I'm like, all right, I get it. 6-7 times. I get it.
6-7.
I'm glad I don't have little ones.
Oh, God.
But after a while, should I be offended or let her just accept that's one of her kinks? I don't know.
One of her kinks is what? Calling out wrong names?
Calling the wrong name.
That's probably is a kink. I'm sure somebody has that kink. Like, I will fuck you.
That's what I'm talking about.
But my kink is to call people by the wrong name. So
yeah.
If that was their kink, would you tell them, like, and they didn't know your name, would you tell them a wrong name and hope that they thought that was your name so that they might.
But if my kink was hearing the wrong name yelled at me.
Well, then you're in.
Then I'm in.
Right.
So it wouldn't matter if I.
No, I'm saying your kink is not that. It's their kink to yell the wrong name. It's not necessarily your kink to hear the wrong name. Would you tell her that your name was Steve in hopes that she would, so that she's.
the odds are she would yell my name once. She'd yell my name once.
There is a chance.
Within what? How many lovers she had.
Right. So.
So apparently, and I don't know if Ron Hole was the last lover.
Are you going to use this the whole episode?
Or Ron Hole was like her first lover.
Really? Seriously, the whole episode? Or just is this going to end now?
Josh should just accept it.
Yes.
What I'm asking. If I should be offended, accept it.
Just live with it. You're fine. She will not be pressing charges. Don't worry about it. I talked to her.
Fucking Ron Hole.
Fucking Ron Hole.
Yeah, I don't know what we're going to do with poop. Game. Poop game.
Poop I don't know game. What we're going to do with this whole thing. This is ridiculous.
So let's do like a like, hate.
Masturbate?
Hate, masturbate.
I like, hate, masturbate.
Let's do, we can do that. You gotta pick three Christmas family traditions.
One that I'm gonna masturbate to.
One that you well, you brought it in, not me.
One that I like, one that I hate, one that I'm gonna masturbate to. Okay, let's go. I like it.
All right.
I like it.
All right. Go. Cool.
Oh, I thought you had some. Jesus Christ. Are you kidding me?
I meant what traditions you like.
Are you fucking kidding me, right? I thought you had some prepared to.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that's what you were doing.
Yes, like the one we used to have 2 days before Thanksgiving. We would eat squash cold with peanut butter. Is that?
Definitely a masturbating. Anytime peanut butter is involved, just figure I'm masturbating. You got one that doesn't involve peanut butter? Then we can talk.
Perfect.
How about doing Christmas caroling without alcohol?
You're making that one up, because that's no way you do that. That's you're making that one up.
Like it, hate it, or masturbate it?
I hate it. I hate it. I'm not quite ready to
Christmas caroling.
That wasn't enough to me
with booze.
Well, then I masturbate.
Love it.
I would masturbate to that.
Basically, anything with booze or peanut butter.
I'm masturbating.
Masturbation is occurring. If you mix booze and peanut butter,
that's a song we didn't know we needed. Is a Christmas song about masturbation.
Do you love it? Do you hate it?
Too peppy. He's a little sad, or he just found out.
Or do you masturbate it? Do you love it?
Is he waiting for Santa?
Do you hate it? So we watched this movie, Christmas Evil, and the whole premise of this movie is this guy, when he's a kid, he hears what he thinks is Santa. So he goes downstairs, and when he gets to the bottom of the stairs, he sees Santa going down on his mom, and it freaks him out, and he gets all... And then he wants to be this bad. He wrestles as an adult between being a good Santa and a bad Santa. So he like wants to do good things for all the good people. And he has a naughty and a nice book. And he goes around killing bad people and shit. So, but it was a trippy movie, dude. It was.
I've seen that. I remember the good list and the bad list.
You've seen it?
Years ago.
Oh, shit.
Why are you fucking? It was in the 80s.
It was 1980. Yeah. There was some people in it that I
should have.
There was people in it that I recognized, but I can't.
Got it.
Can't tell you names, but then we tried to watch
nudity.
What?
Nudity?
No, not really.
Okay. Well, 80s are maybe took a little bit.
Then we tried to watch Silent Night, Deadly Night 2.
Ooh.
Only because it just came on right at the end and we were too lazy to.
That's a lot of work to change the channel.
Thank you. That's what I keep saying. And Silent Night, Deadly Night 2, lots of nudity, but a terrible movie that we could not continue. It was so bad.
We were so bad.
The acting.
An order 80s, so ooh. Bad.
Yeah.
Horror movie.
I really, the Christmas Evil movie, I really, he was so weird. Like the main character.
Yeah.
It was so weird. And so like because it's cool for me to be able to go back and watch movies like that. Cause I don't know, like when I see a movie now that I know is like a lower budget with inferior act, whatever you want to say, you could tell like the acting's a little, but I don't know like movies from back then, if they were B movies, A movie, I can't tell. I thought, you know, but I thought his acting job was really good for that type of movie.
That whole story was just to say, you thought he was a good actor.
Oh, you, yeah. You, okay. That's yeah. You go ahead. You do better. You're the one who introduced the idea of like, hate, masturbate, and then you had nothing to go with.
The thing was, I would name my traditions as a child, you would name your traditions.
We didn't get that far. Well, my family sucked. We didn't really have traditions. So
you like that or not like that? You have no traditions.
I masturbate to it now. Fucking love it.
And then pay the psychiatrist a lot of money to tell her about it.
Nope, I don't see a fucking... I do not.
I want to tell you about my...
Anyway. So, yeah, that's my family tradition. Christmas sucked. Christmas sucked.
I'm going to go psychiatrist to pay a lot of money. I can talk to her right now after meeting. So she can talk about it with the client.
No idea what you're talking about. Steer. Steer into the turn. Oh, fucking.
That's just a good Saturday night.
What's a good Saturday night?
You know, we got to play.
What?
We got to play. Do you have any money?
Do I have any money?
We got to call Gamblers Anonymous and bet on who's going to answer. Yeah. A boy or a girl. No, want to do it?
We can, but I don't have any cash, but I'm good for it.
Well, you have a slap the money down.
You're calling, though. Your phone. They will call you back. They will star 69 you, and they will be bugging you from now until the end of time.
It was anonymous?
Yes. It's practically the suicide, the unaliving hotline. Well, you can't do that. They're going to fucking.
Well, that brings up a good point.
Oh, does it?
For me.
I don't think so. I don't think we've brought up a good point this whole time. You know what
everybody always say about.
All you see is a shiny fucking strip of plastic, by the way. You can't tell that it says Merry fucking Christmas.
I said the light's going to go.
Yeah. Fuck.
I was just kidding. What about. Nope, Santa. Nope, can't really see Santa.
Yeah, no, you can see Santa. Anyway, what are you talking about?
I don't remember.
I'm good. It was boring anyway. Oh, man. Fuck. Oh, man. You know what that is? That's the blitz on How I Met Your Mother.
How did I completely forget what I was saying?
Oh, that's... thanks, Lunar. Yeah, that's that. Yep. You'll go through that a few times.
So.
Yeah, go ahead, please.
Family tradition.
Oh,
at Christmas time.
Yeah.
Yeah, just now you're paying. How is that word? Now we're paying.
What?
Masturbate.
Like, hate, masturbate.
Yes.
Like, hate,
so,
masturbate.
Three traditions.
Okay.
Hold on.
Okay.
Stuffing, potatoes, or turkey? Like, hate, masturbate.
Oh.
Hate.
Can I? I can't. What do we got?
Stuffing, mashed potatoes, or turkey?
Oh. Can I just. Oh. Well, I hate. Shit. You know what? I'm fucking this up. I just got to go. I hate turkey. I like potatoes, and I'll just masturbate all over the stuffing. But I'm not eating it, so.
Well, now you're making it weird.
Well.
When you talk about eating it.
I'm just saying, I don't want to eat the turkey or the stuffing. The only thing I want to eat out of that is the potatoes. So I'm not going to jizz in the potatoes because I'm going to eat those. Turkey, there's no chance the turkey is good. Nobody has ever made me a good turkey ever. I'm 52 years old. I've been through 50 Thanksgivings. And every turkey I've ever had
all day in the oven?
Has kitchen. Sucked.
He's not going to like it anyways.
Sucked. Turkey sucks. It's a dry-ass bird that can't be fucking made. It just can't. Anyway, prove me wrong.
You know what I want to be?
But stuffing I don't like either. I don't like wet bread. Who likes wet bread?
I want to be a Christmas tree.
Oh, my God.
What did I have this morning for breakfast?
I don't know. D's nuts?
Irish whiskey banana or... bread pudding.
Oh, okay.
It was pretty yummy.
You know what I had for breakfast?
Stinberg whiskey.
Apple Valley Pancake House.
We were at Apple Holler.
Where's that?
By between Racine and Kenosha.
Oh.
It's got you should take Gracie there. It's got animals and a maze and everything, and it's got everything apple. It's delicious.
That sounds amazing.
Oh, Apple holla.
If you can get them
Apple holler
to let me in for free.
Not that it is. It's just there to, for the kids.
Then I will go.
But it's really good food.
Does it cost me money?
The food does.
Nothing should cost us money anymore. We are famous podcasters now. Nothing should cost us money anymore.
Oh, my God.
Did you watch the Diddy doc?
No, I started. I haven't been able to finish it. Too busy.
Don't get lippy with me.
I will.
How was I supposed to know?
Well, you're paying attention to the signs. You would know.
No. Did we talk about it earlier this
you're
week?
You're supposed to know. I have no idea.
Diddy. The Diddy doc.
Oh, yeah.
The Diddy documentary. 50 Cent is the most amazing human being ever. He is just all in on doing anything he can to fuck Diddy over. It makes me laugh so much.
I wish him all the best.
He is so wonderfully petty. It's so beautiful, the things that he does to troll that guy. And you know, there's a good chance he's going to end up dead. Like, we all, now that we all know that Diddy had Tupac killed,
he can take bullets.
Like, he can.
So he's not worried.
He's been shot in the face.
You think he's worried?
No, he walks with a limp.
Minor.
Saying 50, you hot.
So when we were in Vegas, we did go to the 50 Cent bar that he opened up.
Did you see me pull up? I love you guys. I love you guys. I did that for you.
Didn't want the gurgle.
50 Cent has a bar?
Yeah, out there. I forget which hotel it's in, but one of the, like a hotel bar. It's basically, they took a...
Do they play all his music?
Between store entrances where you walk, they just put a fence around there and said, here's 50 Cent bar.
Is everything 50 cents?
No, it's not even close.
Yeah.
$50.
Make you holla.
Drink. But yeah, it was funny. I'm like, oh, we went all this way for to put up a fence and put a sign said whatever it's called. No, hey, but I love you. Come on the podcast and dispute me that you could have done a better job on that bar. Just saying. 50 Cent.
Don't pick
defend
fight.
Yourself. Oh, we're not fighting. We're not fighting. Love, brother, love. We just want to discuss.
Don't pick fights.
Your bar. Defend it. Defend your bar.
Why would you have to defend it? I'm sure it's kind of
a joke. There it is. I threw it out there. I'm sorry. It's kind of a joke of a bar. Put your name on it. I think you'd be a little more pride in yourself than just for any product placement, you'll get money. By the way, Great Lakes Distillery is an amazing booze. You can see we're drinking the holiday gin tonight and the cranberry liqueur.
Our email address is listed in the description for anybody who has dimples who might like to co-host, because you are about to be off by Fitty. So... I wouldn't fuck around with that, dude. There's a lot of guys I'd fuck around with. I wouldn't fuck around with that one.
I love my morning coffee, but sometimes the crash hits harder than the caffeine. That's when I switch to Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's real coffee infused with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics, giving me smooth, focused energy that actually lasts. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Enter for a chance to win $100 cash or even get your entire order refunded. Head to everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
He's a nice gentleman.
He will fuck your shit up.
He's too nice.
He's too busy with Diddy.
He couldn't even achieve a whole dollar.
What?
I'm supposed to be scared of that.
He couldn't, what?
Couldn't even muster up a dollar.
Oh, is that a joke about his name?
Nah. I'm supposed to be worried about that.
Wow. Is that where we've gone?
We've gone lower, buddy.
This is a terrible, terrible waste of a hat. Look at now. Oh, here we go. Kind of like that look.
All right. You want? No, we got to move too much stuff. I'm going to break something. If we fling stuff. Hey, ready for a song?
What song? Oh, the weather outside is frightful.
Some lyrics?
Are we going to play that stupid game again?
Yeah.
We did it two years ago.
Well, it's tradition. We've done it every Christmas episode.
All right.
It is attrition.
Before we, let's stay
with.
Do
you like that? You'll hate it or you're going to masturbate to that?
Let's stick with like, hate, masturbate, and talk about Christmas traditions of podcast of Cocktails with Dimples in the Beard. Do we have any traditions? We've only done two Christmas episodes.
Singing lyrics to each other, waiting for the next line.
And giving presents.
And giving presents.
And usually giving presents that I'm, you, like, my presents are always presents that I'm, like, trying to make fun of you with, and your presents are always goofy shit. So I guarantee you, this is not, this, there's not, like, I love you, you're my best friend under here.
Oh, I know that.
There might be a picture of my cock under here.
That's not right. That's not right. That's not. It's not right at all. You're a wrong human being. A wrong human being. If they put that, I don't say that. Well, I don't see anything. So apparently, it isn't a picture of your. Because I don't see it, nothing there.
It cost me so much money to find somebody willing to do that. You can't. You gotta go like.
Not everyone will put naked penis on a.
Go like dark web. I had to go like go on the Onion browser and risk Hitman stalking me after I
just
was there.
Just to put a penis on there.
Just to get a penis on a mug when you're gonna put your coffee in there, and then you're gonna have to stare at my dick. Oh, and it's also.
Right, but it's everybody around in my. I'll call everybody in the
it's
office.
Also, when
for
it's
a meeting.
Empty, it'll be on the bottom.
Then I'll see it. Then I'll see it. But how funny, you know, if I did bring to a meeting.
Yeah.
Walked in and I'm just. You cock.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. There's my cock.
What? I'm sorry, what? No, my turn to talk. Wait, why is everyone looking at me?
So.
Jealous? What?
In the term of hate, hate, masturbate, I'm assuming the present giving, receiving portion of our Christmas traditions, you probably hate. Or at least you will after you use that mug for the first time.
Okay. Do we have a third one?
I don't think we have a third one. We have singing.
Singing presents.
And
wow. That's the biggest one of all.
Well, you know what we got here?
We do this every...
We're starting traditions this year because we're going to have a Christmas episode every year from now on. We didn't have one last year. We just ran right over. I mean, we had an episode that came out around Christmas, but we did not have a Christmas
episode. That's the Christmas episode.
But from now on, the day of an episode will go out. I think I spent like $60 on Christmas decorations that we'll probably throw away.
It's going
in
the garbage. Walk out the door.
Because I did look 2 years ago. We had a shit ton of Christmas decorations all over the place. Yeah, I don't know where they went. Did they get thrown away?
They well,
probably.
If I was a betting man, I'd say goodbye.
So yeah, we're gonna make new traditions. We also have a big year coming up. We have we're working now with FU the Game, a nice partner who are sponsoring some episodes.
So they're so fun. They deserve all the success. They created a great game.
They did.
And I mean, what a blast we had. And we only played it three times that night.
Two times that night, but we played it since.
And wow. So much fun.
Yeah. We love saying,
go check them out.
Any reason to say fuck off to this guy is.
You're really getting into the game. That's for sure.
I know. Right now it's just like a cheat code for telling your friends to fuck off. It's brilliant.
It is brilliant.
So we got to start playing for money though.
Oh, there we go.
Gambling is fun. And it would be more fun if every time I took your money, I also got to say fuck off or fuck you. Or
the double whammy.
So, yeah, that's cool. We're working with them. Can't thank them enough. Merry Christmas to them. And they have a very cool, if we do, when, let me rephrase.
Uh-oh.
When we do have Justin Furstenfeld on in 2026, because 2026. You all saw it. He said he would do it. So.
We're not monsters. We'll wait till 2026.
Yeah, we'll get there.
We're not trying to squeeze it in this year.
Anyway.
We'll do 2026.
When that happens, we need to ask them about singing the song for them and tell them to talk about the story, because they told me a very cool story about Justin Furstenfeld. So, yeah. So thank you, ladies. We appreciate it. And looking forward to 2026.
Oh, it's going
to
be a good year. It's going to be a better year. Better year.
Obviously, thank you to Great Lakes.
God, again.
What?
I keep forgetting.
Keep forgetting what?
What I was thinking about before.
Oh.
Well, wait, my turn.
Oh, anyway. Well, thank you, obviously, to Great Lakes Distillery for being the official spirit sponsor of Cocktails with Dimples in the Beard. Literally, as I've been saying recently, and it fits, we could not do it without you. We need your booze now. We're running on fumes. We got no money in the bank accounts. So the booze helps. Otherwise, we'd have to do this sober, and we saw what happens when we do this sober.
But it's such good booze. That's the you got enough of there.
Do I? Thanks.
No, I just want good booze. And like I said, it'd be earlier this week using that again because I really like it. I liked it as the pumpkin whiskey. It was amazing. And
we just
found Dirty Helen again.
And we just picked up a couple more bottles that will be bringing, showing you in future episodes. So keep on the lookout. And if you're in Milwaukee or in the state of Wisconsin, check out Great Lakes Distillery.
Well, all the travel that flies in and out of Milwaukee, you could take a Uber right over to Great Lakes for dinner and a couple of brews, and then Uber back to your place and fly out in the morning.
That's true.
Not that far from the airport.
That's true.
I want my other hat.
This hat is hot.
I want my other hat back.
This hat is so hot. I don't like it. Hat is ridiculously hot.
I don't know what to tell you.
I'm falling out of love with it quickly. I don't know how Santa does it.
Santa, hey, big guy.
I don't know. We got things to do yet. Settle down, buddy. Settle down.
It's just a few things.
We haven't.
It's a lot.
What's the best way to spread Christmas cheer, buddy?
Singing loud so for everyone to hear.
Singing loud so we all can hear. So should we sing loud so we all can hear?
I want to sing to you and foil you up.
Okay.
Because this year, I'm going to get all of them right.
No, you're not.
I've been practicing.
No, you're not.
I don't even know how you practice.
I hope you got another rap song. That's all I know. Because your rap last year was great.
Oh.
All right. So.
I moved on from rap. But I'm sorry.
For anybody who's a longtime loyal fan of the podcast, you already know what's coming. You've seen it. You watched the Christmas special 2 years ago. You saw us dazzle and delight with our amazing karaoke skills. Well, guess what? It's back.
You've been waiting for the tradition.
Anyway, what I'm going to do here is I'm going to sing the first few lines of a Christmas song that we all know and love. And I'm going to stop at a point. And Elf Boy over here is going to have to sing the rest. And when he gets it wrong, like we all know he will get it wrong.
Nope.
He's going to have to. Dun, dun, dun.
We never discussed this.
Take a drink. That's what we did last time. We just took a drink. So there's really no point of the game other than to embarrass each other for not knowing the words to Christmas.
I've been practicing.
So I better start with this other one because, uh-oh. Oh, here we go. Oh, man, I can't remember the melody to this song.
The beat.
I was listening earlier today.
Sing it in your head for a little bit. And then.
Oh, yeah. Out of all the reindeer, you know you're the mastermind.
Run, Rudolph.
Randolph ain't too far behind. Run, Rudolph. Santa's got to make it to town. Santa, make him hurry. Tell him he can take the freeway down. Run, Rudolph.
Did I join in too soon before?
way too soon.
Well, then you kept singing forever.
Oh, I kept singing forever. Go back to 2 years ago. You sang all of a Dolly Parton song at one point. That's like in 2 minutes. You just soloed out on a Dolly Parton song.
How amazing.
I've never heard this song. I don't like. The point of this game is not to find songs that the other person would have no idea who the fuck they are.
Coming up around the town.
No.
Run, Rudolph. You and me getting down.
No. No, it was because I'm reeling like a merry-go-round. And I sang that first because at one point when we were talking, I heard you say Run, Run, and I'm like, oh, he has Run, Run, Rudolph as one of his
right
songs.
There.
So I'm going to do it first.
Ah, gotcha. Well,
otherwise I'd have done this famous Brenda Lee song. That'll be my next song by the one and only Brenda Lee. By the way, you got that one wrong.
I'm drinking.
Okay. You look like a gay pirate when you're drinking.
Which that's what I'm going for.
Which goes very well with your new penis picture coffee mug.
I can't wait for warmness. I don't want the bell on when I'm singing.
What?
What? I don't want the bell on.
Not what I'm saying.
Sing. What song are you doing?
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe. Turn it around.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Turn it around.
Turn what around?
Your fucking folder thingy.
I don't have anything.
Bullshit. Your phone.
I don't have it.
At the Christmas hop tonight. Mistletoe hanging where you can see.
Every couple tries to stop.
Cheer!
Rocking around
cheat.
The Christmas cheat. Tree. Let the cheat. Christmas cheat. Spirit cheat. Ring. Ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum. Later we'll cheat. Have some cheat. Pumpkin cheat. Pie cheat. And we'll do some caroling. Oh. Wow, we were on the same page this year.
Yep.
That's two out of two that I... Ooh, everything tonight is just not going very well, is it?
We got more to go.
I only have one more song. So, and I don't remember at all the fucking melody to this song because I just found out that the Ramones had a Christmas song.
Well, every Ramones tone is...
Merry Christmas, I don't want to fight tonight. Merry Christmas, I don't want to fight tonight. Merry Christmas, I don't want to fight tonight with you. Where is Santa at his sleigh? Tell me why is it always this way? Where is Rudolph? Where is Blitzen, baby?
Baby, 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 I'm going to love your maybe.
You're close. Merry Christmas, merry, merry, merry Christmas. The Ramones. I think I did that justice.
Well,
did you know they had it? I didn't know that until today that song existed. So well,
at the time, but it's been long.
And by today, I mean like literally a half hour before we started shooting. So,
well, there you go. Go explore the Ramones. They're amazing.
By the way, when we're done.
Yeah, I know it's butt plug.
We can take the butt plug out. Please tell me you have more songs.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go. Take a look in the five and dime. Listening once again.
And there is your wife and your best friend. Oh no, what are they doing? It looks like Christmas gonna suck this year.
She's sliding down his candy cane.
I assume I got that wrong.
You're so close.
I really
so close. So
it rhymed.
Close.
That's it. I got nothing. I think that's the end of Christmas 2025.
Ooh,
oh, we're doing another song. Okay. All right. All right.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. But very next day, you gave it away. This year, to save from tears,
I'm not going to celebrate Christmas.
I'm sorry, what was that?
One more time. I said, I'm not going to celebrate Christmas with steers. Like the animal.
I don't think that's what you said.
That is exactly what I said. Prove me wrong, because it's just gonna, if people can read lips, you might be able to, but that's gonna be a silent cue on that. It's gonna hit the silent button. You roped me into that. You left me on a rhyme rhymed with,
I don't know. That I,
it'd be like,
had that power.
Be like ending a song, my last line was, we had fun all day. And then like,
and then I'm going to lay.
That's not what you would have said.
Nope. But I, only one of us tonight. Do you have, cause I do, and I'll let you share first. If you, do you have any sort of sad story that happened around the holidays?
Do I have any sad stories that happened right around the holidays? Yeah,
I mean, without death, let's not talk death.
Like, no, I have plenty of sadness around my holidays. I got choked out by my grandpa on Christmas one day. How about that?
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, my grandpa got.
You probably deserved it.
Yeah, you are one of those. You will say that I deserved it because you have to respect your elders.
No matter what. So you didn't,
even when they're wrong. So
how wrong?
Yeah, no, my grandpa was a fucking asshole.
Did he choke you?
Yes, my grandpa was an asshole.
Did you see stars and stripes?
No, he wasn't tough enough to make an 8-year-old see stars and stripes.
You flex your neck muscles and say, it's all you got, pops.
I broke his fingers. He tried. Yeah. No, he wanted me to clean up paper off the floor, and I said no. And he lost his shit, and I went out to the car, and he came and got me by my throat. So, like any good grandfather would do. So,
did he want to rub your nose in it? That you didn't pick it up?
Yeah, that's what happened next. Yeah.
Paper.
Why are we talking sad Christmas memories right now?
Well, I knew you'd go deep and dark, and I didn't really want to go dark. That's fine, but I just want to talk about mine.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to edit out mine, and we can talk about yours. No, what sad memories? Wait, hold on. No, I don't have any sad memories on Christmas. What sad memories you're gonna, do you that have?
That in. It's just, so we, one of our traditions was always coming up from Milwaukee to New London to spend the holidays with my grandparents. Yeah, that is pretty
sad. I have to go to New London.
So my mom baked a ham.
Oh, goodness.
To bring up.
Yeah.
Put pan, tin foil around it, and put it in the back window.
In the back, oh.
Of the car.
Oh.
Well, we would bring up my cat, Bagheera, with us. So Bagheera was in the car with us. We stopped to grab a quick bite on our 2-hour journey.
What was your cat's name?
Bagheera.
Okay.
Isn't that like 75% of cats' names around here, everywhere, Bagheera?
I don't know. Anyway.
It's a cool name.
It is.
Do you know what it's from?
It's from your cat that you had when you were a kid. It's from the Jungle Book.
It's from the Jungle Book.
Yeah.
It's my favorite cartoon.
Yeah. I just don't think you're saying it right, but I could be wrong.
It's Bagheera.
It is Bagheera?
It's Bagheera. Prove me wrong.
Fact check that.
It was the name of my cat when I was a little boy.
Okay. Well, you probably have it. Anyway.
So we drove up.
Why am I shitting all over your...
So we went in to grab a quick bite on our tour journey. That was dumb. That's hard. I know. It was really dumb. Because then when we got back to the car... Bagheera had a masterful dinner with all our ham.
Yeah.
I don't know why. We're little kids. We didn't know. I was just worried about, my fucking football video game, which was just a doot, doot.
Oh, that game was doot, so rad.
Doot. That was my game.
I love that.
That's all I cared about. So if I didn't have that
fast thumbs for that,
I didn't fucking care about a ham in the back. I didn't even know what it was.
I'm hoping to put a ham in the back tonight, if you know what I mean.
My poor cat had such a bellyache.
Well, that's because fucking cats are dumb.
And then my dad, we got there, and this is just along the lines of my dad, we got there, and he's just, you know, he's just like, all right, I'll just cut off the part that the cat ate at, and we'll eat the rest. And he would probably have not even, my dad probably would have just ate what was, even though the cat
this
ate
is the
it.
Same dad who just took away your Christmas present to give you an old pair of shoes to give as a Christmas
I do have more one grandparent. No, parent, it's my dad.
I know, that's what I said. It's your same dad who took away
it is
your Christmas present now, to give you an old pair of shoes.
He did.
It's but fantastic. I love
him. He's just teaching me lessons. My dad's all about lessons.
Yeah. What is that lesson? You already have too much shit?
Too much shit. Get going. And then, again, yeah, he would have just, my dad, of course, nobody wanted to eat the ham once the cat ate this side. My dad's like, this whole other side's fine. And everybody, no. So that Christmas was ruined for them. But my dad ate all the ham he wanted because he didn't give a shit.
Did you eat any of the ham?
I don't remember. I think I did. I was a big kind of, dad did it, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
For, you know, where the other one was like, yeah, it's gross. I'm like, dad doing it, I'm going to do it. So I did a lot of stuff. Going to a late movie about a documentary about a guy going up Mount Everest. And I'm like, dad's going? I'll go.
Your dad went up Mount Everest?
No, we just went and saw a movie late at night when I was a little wee lad. Didn't you catch that?
I did, yeah. I think I did.
I don't know.
Wait. So you went to see a documentary about a guy who climbed Mount Everest in the movie theater?
Yep.
Wow. That sounds terrible.
I was in second grade-ish.
Yeah.
But I said, dad wants to go, and he was going to go. And I'm like, can I go?
What a good kid.
And they're like, no, it's bedtime. And I'm like, but let me stay up late. And my dad's like, yeah, if he wants to come see this documentary with me, let him go. He can stay up late.
Yeah.
And still get up for school tomorrow. She was all about it. So, yeah, I went with dad to see that documentary in Downer Theater in Milwaukee and watch it. I went to three movies with him like that.
Sounds like a sweet tradition.
It's a tradition, and you know, until it was ripped away from me all at once. It's my childhood that fell apart once, you know, no more documentaries with dad once we moved up to New London away from. Not that it matters.
Moving to New London will. I mean,
fuck you up.
Just kidding, New London. We love you.
Fuck you up. I was normal until I moved there.
No, you weren't. Jesus Christ.
Got another song? Nope.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way.
Kill them, kill them, kill them, kill them.
Through me. I don't know the next line now. I'm pretty sure I would have known the next line if you'd have
I'm just, right, you're wrong, drink.
If you'd have just went,
oh. I don't know where that.
Bells about to ring. See? Making spirits bright.
Kill him, kill him, kill him, kill him.
What fun it is to laugh and
kill.
Sing.
Kill.
Killing kill. Song tonight.
Woo!
All right. This shit is stupid.
You can sign us.
Sign us?
Sign us up.
Oh, yeah. By the way, no.
So you never answer me. Do you know Ron Holm? Or don't you know him? I'm just curious. Is he Ron Holm? Where is he? Do you know him? Okay.
I've never met him.
I thought, but you know of him.
I know of him.
Right.
I know of him. I would love to meet him. He sounds like a. Sounds like a swell one. Maybe next time.
All like to meet him. I just want to ask him, hey, you still in love? You know, you still in love with her? You guys can be together. I just need to meet, know where Rahul is.
Dimples is dating an Asian lady. Just so you know, I got caught up on it tonight. I'll fill you in later.
We had an evening together.
Yeah.
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 Things happen.
All right. Cool. We should probably, you know.
Oh, now? I'm on break now. You want to go now? Am I being paid overtime? Because I usually don't.
You don't get paid.
Well,
now we do. Yeah, baby. We're going to get a yacht in 2026.
We're going to have to.
If we got a yacht, what would we name it?
Oh. We want to call people over as we're driving by. The ladies and the gentlemen in the Speedos.
Wait, do we want to call the guys over who are in their Speedos or were in Speedos?
Well, once they board, they won't be in Speedos very much longer.
Well, I will be in a Speedo. I can't wait. I have like 4 weeks and maybe 5 weeks from today, until I'll be sitting on a dock in Belize in my Speedo, baby.
You know, you don't have to wait. You can just wear your Speedo anytime you want. Sit on the dock of the bay.
It's minus 5 degrees outside right now.
That's not my problem.
I'm not sitting out in a Speedo.
How long do you think you're going to last?
In -5 in a Speedo?
Yep.
30 seconds, maybe. Do I have to sit? Can I just stand?
Yeah, 30 seconds and you feel you'd be dead? You'd be so miserable you couldn't.
Yes.
Could not stand it.
I think I could if I... Can I have shoes on?
So it's not no. You're in your Speedo,
and that's it. Nothing on your feet.
Nope.
Not even a minute. You
and the concrete. So I guess like the concrete. You walked out this door. No, concrete.
Not even a minute. Speedo. If I could have shoes on, then I could probably hit a handle a couple minutes. But if you made me like sit in the snow or something.
No, I didn't say that. Concrete. You walk out on the concrete.
Yeah,
it's shoveled.
If I had shoes on, I could go for a couple of minutes. If I don't have shoes on, no, you're not going to be out there long. It's going to fuck you up right away. My feet are going to be.
Okay. Yeah.
But if you want to go try it, I'll time you.
I already know how long I'd last.
How long?
I'm good like that.
Yeah. We all know how long you last, but.
Yep. Ladies, you want to find out? Let's go foot to foot, barefoot on the concrete and below zero temperature.
All right there, buddy.
What?
Calm down. I thought you were dating a new Asian lady. What are you doing?
I really like her, but it may take me a while to get
that
into
that damn wrong hole.
It take me a while to get into that king.
That damn wrong hole.
I'm kind of liking it now.
Now you got me into the joke.
You kind of like it now. Maybe I'm okay with listening to her scream that all
wrong
night
hole.
What is that wrong? Should I be okay if a girl screams the wrong name as we're in the middle of sexy time? Should I accept it? As a
you the wrong name?
Yeah.
She called him Ronald.
I don't even know who Ron is. But she kept it over and over every time. Ronald. I don't know him. I've never met him.
She was Asian.
I think
that helps.
I think she's still in love with him. But is that... It's a kink for her. It's okay. I mean, should I just give in to her kink?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. You'd be okay with her calling you the Rahul? Different name.
No, I'm never okay with it when she calls it. I go, oh.
No.
Busted again.
Well, leave. Let us know in the comments if you'd be okay with that.
If your wife is dating Ron Hole on the side?
Prior. I mean, obviously it was over. It's been over for years.
Oh.
With you and her.
Are you sure?
Ron Hole.
Feels pretty fresh to me.
Well, I guess I don't know. But it was obviously before I started seeing her because she would never ever. No woman would ever see two men at one time.
The wound feels fresh and deep to me. Like it's.
It's happening right now.
Yeah.
We just started seeing each other.
Right. Well, I'm saying Ron Hole.
So it's fresh.
Ron Hole is fresh, I'm saying.
Oh.
That wasn't years
so
ago.
So it wasn't long.
No.
So it was.
If she's still
she out, probably didn't want. That's kind of what I mean. Is it a kink or is she,
no,
she
still,
wishes they didn't break up?
Yeah, she still wants to. Yeah. She misses.
That's why she's calling out Ron Hole.
She misses Ron Hole, yeah.
It's because she misses.
Yes. Yes. We've come to an agreement.
But I'm okay if I.
Can we call her right now?
She says, but I'm okay. you know, if you're okay, I'm okay with it.
Can we call her?
Well, until I wait for Rahul. And then the next night.
You said it a little different that time.
He's got me flustered. Damn.
Oh, how'd you say his name again?
Name Rahul.
He's a little different again. I can't quite hear it.
I don't know.
I thought you said his name was Ron.
Yeah.
Hole.
Ron Hole.
Okay. That time sounded
better. Yeah. Rahul. Never met him.
All right.
She might have been her last boyfriend. I don't know. It's my coin. Was it her last boyfriend or her first love? You know, maybe she still loved Rahul. But every time we were getting busy, sexy time, she yelled out his name. Every time.
We got to go.
Give me a call, Ron.
Should go.
Okay. Well, you know we're going to have to hurry now.
Yeah,
we don't have a lot of time.
Yeah, you went shut up there, Ron Hall.
Oh!
Merry Christmas!
So gay.
Night-night.
Thank you for listening. The tavern is closed for now, but we'd love to have you back for more fun next time. Seriously, though, get your asses out of here.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.